Malaysia also is holding elections over the weekend. The dominant issue in Sunday's voting is the role of Islam in government. The ruling coalition is running against an opposition seeking to impose strict Islamic law in Malaysia, whose ethnic Malay Muslims make up roughly 60% of the population. The election is seen as a test for the newly installed Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi, who replaced the controversial Mahathir Mohamad 5 months ago. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The capital, Kuala Lumpur, is rocking to a new beat these days. The economy is humming along, the stock market is on a tear, and upscale malls like this one are packed with shoppers. It's all good news for the new Prime Minister, Abdullah Badawi, who's moved swiftly to put his own stamp on things 4 months after taking office. He's launched an ambitious anti-corruption drive, ordering the arrest of two high-profile figures. Abdullah has also ordered an independent investigation of the police and has postponed an expensive rail project ordered by his predecessor and former boss, Mahathir.
These are things which proved that the man is prepared to act on his own. He's not in someone's shadow.
Political analyst Chandra Musafir says Abdullah's early moves in the post-Mahathir era have surprised and pleased many who had expected far less.
Abdullah has not just pledged to fight corruption, he has moved against it in a very substantial way. I think the general public is responsive. There's no doubt about it at all. If you fight corruption and abuse of power, the public will be with you.
Prime Minister Abdullah called snap elections 2 weeks ago, hoping the feel-good factor would translate into a big victory for his government on Sunday and deal a major setback to the conservative Muslim opposition party, PAS. PAS's goal is to turn Malaysia into an Islamic state with an Islamic criminal code that includes amputation of limbs for convicted thieves and execution by stoning for adultery. PAS did well in the last election 5 years ago, but the ruling coalition believes PAS is now vulnerable. A rally in the oil-rich state of Terengganu, in the conservative ethnic Malay heartland in the north. The Islamic Party PAS took the state from the government coalition in 1999, one of two states PAS now controls. The Prime Minister's coalition wants it back. One of its leaders here, Wan Ahmad Farid, says he's confident that Abdullah's United Malays National Organization, or UMNO, can win the state this time around, though he concedes people had legitimate grievances when they voted for PAS in the last election. Grievances such as the imprisonment of popular Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in 1998.
They were very disillusioned about UMNO. They were very confused with Anwar Ibrahim's issue. Now that we have a new leader and Anwar's issue is practically gone, it is a non-issue. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, we are very confident of winning the state again.
At the morning market in the fishing village of Merang, fishmongers are busy icing the day's catch: red snapper, speckled crabs, and gray hammerhead sharks. Merang is a longtime PAS stronghold, and here there is little evidence of shifting allegiances. Most of the vendors, like this man, Mat, say they voted for PAS last time and will do so again. They've done more for the people than UMNO did, Mat says, more in terms of building things we need and in providing services. And I want to see Malaysia become an Islamic state, the vendor says, which PAS says it will do. Even if Prime Minister Abdullah's party fails to win in Terengganu, analysts say it's almost certain the coalition will retain a comfortable two-thirds majority overall, due largely to the Prime Minister himself. In contrast to his combative predecessor, says analyst Chandra Musafir, the new Prime Minister, the son of a respected Islamic scholar, favors dialogue over confrontation.
He's capable of dealing with Islamic issues in a manner that is not seen as antagonistic, adversarial, confrontational, which I think goes down very well with the Malay Muslim electorate in this country.
And, says Musafir, the Prime Minister's message of tolerance and inclusion goes down well with the country's ethnic Indian and Chinese minorities, who make up 40% of the population. They are wary of PAS and its notion of turning Malaysia into an Islamic state with Islamic laws. The first real test of the Prime Minister's style will come when the nation's voters go to the polls on Sunday. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.